Exactly 4 years ago, a man named Gus Beckstrom ran against incumbent Robert Vogel for sheriff in Volusia County, Florida. And suddenly, that election is the focus of political commentators across the country. It's because Mr. Beckstrom challenged the election results all the way to the Florida Supreme Court. And the Florida Supreme Court decided the case using language that could, perhaps, clear the presidential election muck in the Sunshine State. Here's what happened in the case. Mr. Beckstrom won the precinct vote. 52% of voters who physically went to the polls voted for him. But when election officials counted the absentee ballots, those votes pushed Sheriff Vogel over the top, and election officials declared Vogel the winner. Mr. Beckstrom challenged the final tally. Some absentee voters hadn't followed proper voting procedure, using something other than a number two pencil to mark their ballots. And the election officials in turn destroyed the integrity of those ballots, marking on them themselves in violation of Florida law so they could be tabulated by machine. Mr. Beckstrom found it unusual that while 52% of precinct voters voted for Beckstrom, only about 37% of the contested absentee voters did. So Mr. Beckstrom asked Florida courts to invalidate the contested ballots. In the end, the Florida Supreme Court decided the case for Sheriff Vogel because the justices believed that a majority of Volusia County voters voted for him. But the opinion holds much fodder for election challenges in the future, like the one going on in Florida right now. In the case, the justices quoted with approval an earlier decision saying the real parties at issue are the voters, not the candidates, and must be given primary consideration by the courts. "We must tread carefully on the right to vote," the court wrote in what it called a statement of principle, "or risk the unnecessary and unjustified muting of the public voice that elected Sheriff Vogel and perhaps intended to elect Al Gore." A shift to the year 2000 because Palm Beach Democrats will certainly argue that the infamous butterfly ballot, a ballot that did not substantially conform to Florida election law, they say, muted their public voice. And that under the Beckstrom-Vogel decision, the court should void the election. They intended to vote for Al Gore and ended up voting for Pat Buchanan or both. Now, the Florida election statute is pretty clear. If a voter votes for more than one person per office, the ballot won't be counted for that office. But Democrats would argue that language assumes the ballot conforms to statutory requirements in the first place. And ringing in the ears of certain Democrats is this quote from the Beckstrom-Vogel case. "The court is to void the election if it finds that the substantial noncompliance with election law resulted in doubt as to whether a certified election reflected the will of the voters." Here, Democrats would argue, the substantially noncompliant butterfly ballot resulted in an election that did not reflect voter will. My suggestion? Let's just recount all Florida ballots by hand. And in Palm Beach County, give Gore a percentage of the double Gore-Buchanan votes in line with the percentage of uncontested votes he received in the county. That's what a University of Illinois law professor suggested in the Washington Post. Only then will you know the will of the voters and hear their voice, so much the concern of Florida courts. I'm Amy Guida.